New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked, snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back, and we have with us John McTernan and Brad Smith. And Brad, tell us what we need to do out there. What can we do to stop this there in Michigan?
Well, so we have done at Right to Life of Michigan. We have done we've done polling, and we've done some focus group testing. And because of how extreme they are on this, they gave us several areas to be able to attack what they've done in this amendment. And so we've created commercials. We've got some running. We actually spent $1.1 million last week. We spent $1.333 million this week. We're looking to go to $1.5 to $2 million next week, and so on and so forth. We are trying to raise over $25 million. To battle this amendment and to educate the public, because what we learned from our focus group testing and our polling is that those key points, if we hit on them and people understand what this bill, what this amendment actually does, how it will affect so much and destroy so much, that people, it taints pretty quickly. If we don't do anything, if we sit back and do nothing, this will pass, and we'll have a constitutional amendment making abortion, believe it or not, a constitutional right, as insane as that sounds. But we have an opportunity. We can actually beat this here in Michigan. We really can. But we need help. We need money. We need people to help us get this message out into the media.
So where do they send the money?
Okay, so there's a couple different ways that it could be done. People can go. We've got a coalition website that is it's called supportmiwomenandchildren.org, and that's got all the information because it's Proposal 3 here in Michigan. That's what it is. So we're saying no Proposal 3, and so people can go to that website. There's also, I just set up a Give, Send, Go campaign. So givesendgo.com, I think it's .com/ RTL Michigan. So that one actually that's kind of built for out of state folks. So if people just want to even go to givesendgo, .com/ RTL Michigan, they can easily make donations there. In fact, I wouldn't mind having people go there and help us get that thing going so we can get more and more people seeing that. Because we're going to need people from across the country helping us out with this. And if we get that, I mean, and we get the money, we're pretty confident that we can actually beat them and make this a really hard, difficult fight for them then.
Alrighty, very good. That is givesandgo.com, RTL in Michigan. Folks back there in the boiler room, we have our tech guys who are out there who does this stuff for me. Remember that, okay, because we need to get this stopped. Now, I'm going to be playing a clip here. You guys hang in there because it's got a lot to do with what we're talking about, where we're going. In Michigan, Michigan is really known for election fraud. I mean, they really went out with election fraud, having cases of phony ballots, seeing trucks unload ballot boxes, saying ballot boxes on there. Okay, unbelievable, but it's just amazing how much corruption there is with election fraud in Michigan. So, anyhow, we're going to be showing you a clip here or playing a clip in a minute. Now I got to say this here. We have Linda and Kevin in Brooklyn pledged 200. Carolyn in Illinois pledges $150, and Doug and Carol in New Jersey pledge $1,000. They get a bag, don't they? Okay.
Yeah.
They get a tote. Okay. So now we are where we are at right now. We need $2,300. We need $2,300. Okay. But we can do more. Craig says we can do more. So we can do more. $2,300 is short of our goal. Now, we're going to play this clip. And by the way, Brad, before you go again, we want to give this out. GiveandGo.com, RTL, Michigan.
Yeah, so it's GiveSendGo.com. And what? And I don't know if you know what GiveSendGo is.
Is it just Gives and Go, or is it GiveSendGo?
No, Give, just the word Give, Send,
okay.
Go. So it's a crowdfunding site for Christian and, you know, more conservative things, because you had there's the big crowdfunding site that was taking everybody's money and freezing it. And this organization was created several years ago, and they actually helped raise $10 million for the truckers up in Canada when their stuff got frozen. In the other one. And so that's why I grabbed a hold of this one so they couldn't freeze it on us. So givesendgo.com/RTL, like Right to Life, Michigan. So just RTL, it's the slash and RTL Michigan.
All right.
If they go look it up on there, it should be pretty easy to find.
All righty, we got to stop that, folks. We got to stop it. If we stop it there in Michigan, it's going to hurt the Planned Parenthood. They are wicked. They are evil. They've killed more human beings than any army in the world. And John McTernan, he whooped them out in York, PA. He whooped them, didn't you, John?
Yeah, Pastor Honey, we didn't back up. The whole county there, the city of York, the county of York, the district attorney, the mayor, the children and youth, the police, they're all against us. And we fought. We took them into court. They won. We appealed. They won. We got them in the federal court of appeal. And they gave us an incredible victory over the corruption in York County.
Do you know, in Hosea, Jeremiah, Isaiah, and Ezekiel, what they did, the corruption, the Bible says they've gone a-whoring. They've gone a-whoring. And in Hosea, he calls them, those that have done these corrupt things, that are whores. So let me ask you this, for those people out there in York, the guys that did that, if God calls you a whore, what are you?
Well, God's the final authority, Pastor Ernie.
There you go.
What he calls you.
Okay. What else he says, repent or perish, right? Another repent or wish you had, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, we're going to play this clip, and then you guys listen, and then, because I need your commentary, because you guys are two pretty smart fellas. We'll be back right after this.
Had you on years back.
Yes, that's right.
And actually, you know, since I mentioned that, let me play a clip from Dr. Corsi. Listen to this, friends.
The evil of this, I mean, the satanic nature of the pedophilia that's going on, and the combination of the Satanism with the pedophilia is going to be shocking to the average American.
Dr. Corsi, I don't know the year that we recorded that. It might have been around 2018. But given everything that we now know about Epstein Island, Jeffrey Epstein, the Dear Prince that's very close to Epstein, it's all come out since then.
And there's actually more going to come out. It's fairly extensive. I would say that one of the real problems of this era is all of our institutions are largely corrupt, including the churches. Churches have gone to neo-Marxism with liberation theology. I was born and raised a Catholic. Catholic Church, I think, is dominated by pedophilia, and it's sick at its core, and also penetrated by Marxism. This Pope Francis, I'm not entirely sure he's Catholic. I mean, he's supported so many positions the Catholics don't normally support, including same-sex marriage. Vatican's recently suggested they're not opposed to the Italian abortion law. It's pretty shocking. I think the I think the sulfur of Satan is in the heart of the Catholic Church. And I hate to say that, but it's where I, and I, you're going to find it throughout. It's going to be shocking. It's already shocking. Prepared to be shocked more.
You know, Archbishop Vigano would agree with you. Do you recall that letter to President Donald Trump warning about the children of darkness?
Yes, I very much do. In fact, I wrote a novel on the Shroud of Turin, which a group now are thinking about making into a movie. I've got the rights back from Simon Schuster. I'll probably republish it. And I'm writing a second novel, which is going to be largely about the corruption in the church. I've got it pretty well underway. I see much of my future years as writing, including some fiction I want to write. I've been now 20 years kind of involved in the day-to-day politics, you know, even slugging it out with Mueller, who wanted to put me in prison, as you recall. And I wouldn't take his plea deal. They never indicted me over the Russian collusion hoax. And so I've had my run-ins with the Department of Justice and beat them and, you know, wrote a book on that called Silent No More. And again, so, you know, Sean, I'm deeply appreciative of where we are and deeply concerned and encourage people to increasingly turn to 2 Chronicles 7:14. I think we're at a point where we've got to pray. We've got to repent. Since 1940, we've let inch by inch as neo-Marxism take over, starting with getting God out of the churches. And today we are in an age of disinformation. And the first of these three books I'm going to write, this trilogy, which I'm calling a Great Awakening trilogy, is on the climate and the climate lies. And again, the neo-Marxism, which dominates the agenda.
Well, I want to talk about your persecution at the hands of Mueller in just a second, because I want to play a soundbite from Tucker Carlson about the weaponization of the DOJ under Joseph Stalin Biden. But first, let's plug the book. This is a very, very important book, and we are going to talk about it in some detail. I have a passage here from page 193 underlined. Here's where you get the book, guys, drjeromecorsi.com. Get the book directly. Now, the hardcover has been sold out, but this thing will be published moving forward in paperback. Support the author, support the truth, spread it far and wide, because the enemies of humanity, well, they want us on their United Nations Agenda 2030 serfdom plantation, and that is exactly what it is, friends. If they destroy our access to affordable energy, we will live as serfs, and I think that is exactly what now King Charles wants. We'll talk about it. Let's concentrate first on the weaponization of politics, the weaponization of bureaucracies and organizations within government. Dr. Corsi, you suffered persecution at the hands of Mueller, and now all of the Trump allies at the top level are being persecuted by Biden's DOJ. Listen to this.
This show has obtained a subpoena from Merrick Garland's DOJ issued in the past week. And what it demands is both unlawful and without precedent in American history. The subpoena claims to be investigating, quote, any claim that the vice president and or president of the Senate had the authority to reject or choose not to count presidential electors. Now, keep in mind that any claim you make as an American citizen about electors, any claim you make about American politics, period, is protected explicitly under the First Amendment. That's our core freedom. It's why we live here. It's why we're proud to be Americans. It's why so many American servicemen died protecting our country. Those are the freedoms that they fought to preserve. That's why nobody prosecuted leading Democrats in 2016 when they sought to reject electors for Donald Trump.
You know, let me pause it there. Do you have any comments so far, Dr. Corsi? Because I recall very well Clinton and her allies saying Trump did not win and they tried to sway electors to vote for Democrats, to vote for Clinton.
Well, I watched this entire clip from Tucker Carlson earlier today, and Tucker Carlson's got to be commended. He's very brave. He's out there. He's telling the truth, and he's so far not been stopped, even on Fox. And largely, I've stopped watching Fox. I think it's, again, given into the new left's woke culture, largely. Republican Party, not the Republican Party, but specifically, let me answer the question you asked, and that is that the Department of Justice is now no longer a Department of Justice. It's a political enforcement arm. It's like the Stasi, the Gestapo. When I dealt with the Mueller prosecutors, it was very clear that they only wanted information that they could use to destroy Donald Trump. The Russians did not steal the emails from the computers of the Democrats. We said, Dr. Corsi, we're not interested in your theories about who did what. They had their own politically motivated, quote, so-called facts. They weren't going to deviate from them. So if Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden or Biden's son or anyone else objects to anything or does whatever they do, they're going to get a pass. This Department of Justice is out. And Joe Biden's made it clear in speeches. He's out to demonize the MAGA movement in particular. And Trump, they're still aiming to indict Trump if they can, if they can figure out a way to get away with it. Our courts are also now, one of the Italian communists named Gramsci, and this will be my second book on this series. I'm writing about the neo-Marxism and the cultural Maoism. Gramsci was an Italian communist. He was in prison. And he said that the way for communists to take over was to attack the culture, called it a march through the institutions, like Chairman Mao's long march taking over China for communism. And largely that's happened. We have now our Department of Justice is completely a political arm of the Democratic Party. So, in fact, if you question the results of the election, because legally, and again, this Marxism has penetrated the critical law theory. Larry Tribe and those at Harvard Law led this going back to when I was at Harvard. They were beginning it. That goes back to the 70s. But the idea is that you engineer the law so that the only way you can say the election was fraudulent is if a state decertifies. Since a state has not decertified, you're challenging the election. You are, by definition, not accepting a legitimate election process, even though you may have good reason to believe it's fraudulent. Now, when the Democrats question it's fraudulent, they get a pass. When the Antifa destroys Portland, Oregon, they get a pass. But if the MAGA movement is baited by Biden and responds the way the woke people, this whole neo-Marxism and is predicting that they will respond, they will fall right into the grips of the Justice Department, and it's a losing strategy.
Yeah,
it's set up to bait everyone. And I'm constantly saying organizing protests, organizing rallies, certainly getting in the streets is all the wrong things to do right now. It's a matter of getting back to working in the local level, taking over the school boards, working for elections, getting out and monitoring elections, filing lawsuits. But again, any overt political action that is viewed as threatening the power of this New World Order group is. And by the way, I think once the globalists, World Economic Forum takes over, they will have no use for the woke generation. They won't want more. These people are the woke generation are only good to cause disruption. They can destroy. They can't build.
Well, that's right.
And once they're successful in destroying capitalism and destroying our freedoms, the World Economic Forum globalists, multinational corporations, the Bill Gates of the world won't tolerate the woke for 20 seconds. They'll be greatly surprised, but they will be number one to be eliminated. That's the history of communist revolutions worldwide. The gulags first get filled up with the woke generation who got the communists into power in the first place.
That's 100% right. And so when Yuval Noah Harari, the sidekick to Klaus Schwab, says, "We don't need the people anymore," he's talking about the left and the right. He's talking about everybody. I don't understand how these communists don't understand what they're supporting. They'll find out soon enough. Let me back you up on one other thing. Dr. Simone Gold, who found herself in the rotunda of the Capitol on January 6th, peacefully gave a speech there. And she's doing 60 days in a federal prison as we speak as a result of her free speech, as the result of finding herself in the Capitol on January 6th. Furthermore, you mentioned the DNC emails. Isn't it interesting that as Mueller persecuted you, Mueller did not want to hear from Kim.com, who said he had evidence that Seth Rich was the DNC email leaker. Mueller didn't want to talk to Kim.com. And to this day, nobody seems to know why or how Seth Rich was killed, I would say murdered, by the deep state.
Well, I had excellent analysis of inside information from a couple of sources about how the Democrats put together their computer system 2016. Of course, the FBI knew that. I went in, I gave them my laptops, I gave them my cell phones. I helped the FBI from Quantico to do the double verification. I got on the phone with Quantico, made sure they get anything they wanted. They thought for sure I had a connection to Julian Assange, because in 2016, of course, everyone wanted to know after Julian Assange released the first batch of emails and Debbie Wasserman Schultz blew up. He showed that just as the Democratic National Convention was starting in 2016, that she had conspired with Hillary to make sure that Bernie Sanders did not win the primaries. And then Assange said he had a second batch, was going to release later. Well, I figured out the second batch was going to be Podesta. My wife and I had a 25th wedding anniversary going to Italy with the family, July and August of that 2016. And on the airplane, I figured it out. Well, the Department of Justice was confident that I had a source and they wanted that source. Well, I didn't have a source. So they were going to indict me for lying because I wouldn't give them a source. You know, if I could have lied credibly, they would have been, if I could have made somebody up that they could have validated, they would have been happy with that. I refused to do it. And my wife, to her great credit, at that time, it was November 2018, right at Thanksgiving, when they were pressing me to take this plea deal or else go to prison for a long time. I'd be indicted before a D.C. court. They would certainly find me guilty. I'd be put away for a long time, probably die in jail. My wife woke up and she said, "I'd rather visit you in jail the rest of your life than have you not be the man I married."
Yeah.
So when she said that, I said, "Well, I'm going to tell these people to take a hike."
Yeah, that's really powerful.
I did. I went on One American News that Monday of Thanksgiving weekend. I had not even told my lawyer. I said, "I'm not taking their plea deal. They can put me in prison."
Did I do Doug and Carol yet? Okay. All right. You can cut it right there. Take me back. All right. Good. All right. We had Anonymous from Toledo pledges 1,000. Anonymous from Toledo pledges 1,000. Brandon from Texas weighing 75. Geraldine from Michigan, 50, and James in Illinois, pledges 30. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, we're going back. I do want to say that the clip we just played, Simone Gold was got out of jail, I think, early this week, about the first of the week. And so, but everything he said, now we have been telling people for a long time that the Democratic Party is ripe with pedophilia. I mean, pedophilia, you know, from the top ranks of the Democratic Party, it's unbelievable, but how many are involved? And this is why they're so afraid of Donald Trump. They are scared to death of Trump. Trump is very, very aware of this, and this is one of the areas where he was concentrating and to start cleaning the snake's nest out. But the Democratic Communist Party has got completely, totally corrupted. And there's nothing about the party that anymore. They've actually, Satanism, the Satanist church, what they call the Church of Satan, has actually now become a cell of the Democratic Communist Party, a part of their collective. So that's where they're at right now out there. And folks, we're going to, I think, play maybe at the bottom of the hour a clip on the Pope. So get that one ready, because the Pope now, and we've been warning you about this guy. Now, we've been telling you for a long time it'll come out when we were talking about the pedophilia. So it's coming out little by little. We've got to fight with everything we have. We've got to do it for the children. We really do. So, John and Brad, commentary.
Well, Pastor, go ahead, Brad.
I was just going to say the sex trafficking aspect of that, you know, as he was talking about that, it you know, what they're doing with this abortion stuff and all that's in this, it directly enables sex trafficking and rape and incest, because you're immediately, when you do these abortions, you're destroying the evidence of these crimes. And so this stuff, I don't believe that it's unintentional, you know, something that they're not trying to really do. I absolutely think they're trying to do this. In fact, I can tell you from experience, you know, we have what got me involved in doing this, and because I was, how I know Pastor Ernie is through radio. I worked in radio for 20 years. And I left it to do this because we have a little girl with significant disability. And what we have seen happen to the disabled is just disgusting. But one of our experiences that we learned working through hospitals in particular, this is just because of where we go, the University of Michigan, Mott Children's Hospital, they have a policy that when a child reaches 11 years of age, get this, 11 years of age, that, you know, you have these portals, these medical portals where you can get all their information, right? You can get your own information, you can get your child's information, and everything medical. But at 11 years of age, they start blocking the parents' access to any information related to sexual behavior.
Wow.
11. And so this stuff is not unintentional. This is so they can push their demented, sick, perverse behavior and then be able to cover it up. There's no other explanation. And the whole abortion thing ties into this. You cannot separate it from the sex trafficking. It is an absolute enabler to sex trafficking.
All right. 888, folks. Listen, I've got approximately 30 minutes left. 30 minutes left tonight, and we are still, at the last look, was like 2,300 short. So 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. You're not going to hear any of what we're telling you from the mainstream, what they call the mainstream media. Why? Well, because they're all a part of the collective. The people at the top, the pedophilia, let me tell you, you ain't nobody within the collective and the higher-ups unless you're involved in pedophilia. And that's what is happening. That's sad as it is. So sad as it is, that's where we're at today. And it's gone. It's crossed the borders. We have such corrupt judicial. I mean, such corrupt judicial. Now, don't say, woe is me. What are we going to do? We're outnumbered. No, you're not. You're not. Right now, all around you, there is spiritual warfare going on right now. Now, God has said, if you belong to him, the Lord Jesus, that you're more than conquerors. So if God tells you you're more than a conqueror, what are you? You're more than a conqueror. And so he also tells you in Philippians 4:13, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, folks. Now is the time. This is it. It's now or never. It's now or never for you to run to this battle. Remember, the freedoms that you've lived with, all of you folks out there, you've lived with a lot of freedoms. I mean, you have. And you didn't obtain those freedoms on your own. They were paid for with the blood of good people, the ones that gone before us. You have the responsibility. You have the obligation to Almighty God first, and then to your children and their children and their children, to provide for them the freedoms that you enjoyed. Folks, don't let them down. Do not let them down. And so, well, how do you answer all that, John McTernan? Go ahead.
Well, Pastor Ernie, you're 100% about the freedoms. There is a movement on that want to enslave us in every way you can imagine. They want to. They hate God. They hate his creation. They actually, Pastor Ernie, want to redo the creation. I know it sounds like bizarre, but when you understand the agenda of the New World Order and what they want to do, they wanted to completely do away killing the babies. What did God say? Be fruitful and multiply. And marriage was between a male and a female, and he created us male and female. That's all under attack today because they hate God. And they hate us because we follow God and his word. So Pastor Ernie's through, he's done a great job getting this truth out. Well, you're not going to hear it. I don't know where you're going to hear it except really from him. So I highly suggest that everybody that is able to make the donation so we can stay on the air and get this out. Because it'll be shut down, Pastor Ernie, if you're not giving the truth out. It'll be much harder to find.
Well, it will be. But, you know, we, again, in this ministry, there ain't no quit, as they say in this ministry. We're not, 50 years, we have not, for 50 years now, we have not once compromised. Not one time have we stood down. We've stood our ground this whole time. And we will continue to do that. And, you know, whether we're here or not. And if we don't get the funds we need to stay in the air, well, wherever we will be, as long as there's breath in me, I'll still be standing that ground. We're not going to give up, okay? Again, our Lord has expectations of us. We have obligations to him. And we can never do more for him than what he did for us. So we got to get after it right now. Again, God has raised us up for this time right now. The very fact that we're here right now at this time means it's up to us. Now, we have, let me see. We have Donna in Cleveland pledges $200 and Joanne in New York pledges $200. Thank you, Donna, and thank you, Joanne. And so, folks, the phone lines are open at 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. You just show you some of the headlines here. I've got this. School hosts LGBT club for 4 years old. That's lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers. They put the queers in. A California school district is hosting LGBTQ club for kids as young as 4 years old, according to their school website. The Unified School District kicked off its first Rainbow Club meeting of the year on Wednesday, a club targeting lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers. Now, what they're doing is that school district is saying what God has called an abominable thing, what God has called an abominable thing. Five places in God's Word, the Bible, sodomites are referred to as dogs. This is not a good thing. Now, again, there's hope. You know, if you're a sodomite, just like if you're a drug dealer, if you're a rapist, if you're whatever, you've got one option: repent. That's the only remedy for sin, is repentance. Now, that's the hard truth, and you need to do that. But this shows you where we're at. Now, I'm going to ask both of you men, for the people that have their children in that school district, if they will not pull their children out, what does that say for the way they care for their children?
Well, Pastor Ernie, they've made other decisions, and they put the children below those decisions. But if we can have a nice house and everything else and lose our child to the world, boy, I tell you what, I wouldn't want to stand before the Lord like that, Pastor Ernie.
Brad?
I always say, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? And I think that applies to your family. And I'm not talking about you lost your family because, you know, they didn't follow Christ. I'm talking about you didn't train them in Christ. It's a horrible thing when we don't raise our children up to serve the Lord. And I'll tell you, one of the things that gets me is these parents that will send their kids, you know, they may work this whole time and actually raise their kids up, and then they turn around and they pay some college. Send them to college, pay them to destroy their child's mind and soul. I do not understand that for the life of me. And they think it's so crucial to being in college.
Those parents in that school district right there, the very fact that they've got their children in the unified school district tells me they don't care much for your children. All right, we've got Susan in Illinois pledges 200, Leslie in Wisconsin pledges 200. Joanne in New York pledges 200. And we're going to see. Okay. Leslie in Wisconsin is 50. So what we're going to do is right now, folks, where we're at, we're 700 short, but we'll take all that we can get. We actually need a lot more than that tonight. So the phone line's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Fellas, I'm going to play a clip. Now listen closely to this clip because it all has to do with the coming in of the New Age, the Antichrist system, the Antichrist government. Now, remember what we told you back in 2015 when the Pope went to Salt Lake City where they had the big conference on the world religions. The Conference on the World Religions, and he made a statement at that time. He said, if we are going to have a one-world government, that's the Antichrist system, we need a one-world religion. That's the Antichrist system. We have two of those tote bags left for donations of $1,000, and they're going to be filled with all kinds of goodies. And I personally am going to make sure about some of those goodies that go into that tote bag. And so play the clip. We'll be back after this.
Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks, and here we see the Pope today. The Pope, he was in a big giant pyramid in Kazakhstan. The pyramid is called the Palace of Peace and Reconciliation. And look, it's in yellow and blue, those colours again. The Pope is attending the Congress of Leaders of World and Traditional Religions. And he said religions must be purified of extremism and self-righteousness. It says here the Pope addressed 80 religious leaders and hundreds of delegates participating in the inter-religious meeting September the 14th to 15th in the Palace of Independence, a blue glass trapezoid-shaped building in the heart of Kazakh capital. This is the Pope who wants all assets to be returned to the Vatican Bank by September the 30th, as I was talking about the other day. It says here the event is aimed at the use of religious feelings of people for the escalation of conflicts and hostilities. Well, I would say it's aimed at trying to create a one world religion to go along with the one world government and a one world currency for the New World Order or beast system. Yeah. And basically in his speech, it's full of, you know, unity. Everyone should smooth out their differences, that type of thing. All religions come together. He said it's time for religions to purify themselves from evil, particularly the presumption of feeling self-righteousness. What, and you, Mr. Pope, are you not being self-righteous here? You're not self-righteous standing up there and telling everyone how to carry on? And what, you want me to not be self-righteous? You want people to be self-wrong? Is that what you're saying? Self-wrongness? What does righteous mean? Well, it says here, righteous means acting in accordance with divine or moral law. So what are you saying? You want people to not act in accordance with their own divine and moral law? Is that it? Basically, you don't want them to have an opinion. That's what I think. So you can try and lump all of the religions together, create a one world religion, and then set rules for all of them lumped together in order to control everyone. Noahide laws, maybe. Who knows? All of these organized religions are all infiltrated, are they not? And part of the beast system. I mean, if we look over the years, we can see that they are obviously part and parcel to the beast system that is playing out. I mean, the Pope has been banging on about aliens, you know, the whole mainstream media UFO psyop. Here we see the Pope has said that he would baptize a Martian. But would they want our religions? Pope Francis has speculated as to what would happen if an expedition of aliens wanted to convert to Christianity, but they're probably closer to God than we are anyway, it says here. Load of crap. Here we have, back in 2015, Jesus' life ended in failure, the Pope said. The failure of the cross. Yeah, he said that. Here we have him talking about a one world currency. It says here, Vatican called for a central world bank. Blamed money printing for the financial crisis. Oh no, we don't like printing money. Digital currency, that's what they want. And it's not just Pope Francis who wants a new world order. Go back to 2004. Here we see Pope John Paul was calling for a new world order, yeah? You can even go back to 1951. Here in the New York Times, Pope backs plan for world government. Sees it as a means to establish peace, it says. Back in 1951. Yeah, here's a good one. Pope Francis in 2018 saying, there is no hell. Now, whatever you believe, that clearly doesn't make any sense coming from him. I mean, he's supposed to believe in hell. Yeah, all of this mirrors the sentiments of the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, the media agendas we're seeing, the aliens, the cashless society, the one world government, the one world religion, the talk of these new age gurus, you know, and NGOs and their, what a great opportunity to build a new world where we can all have nothing and be tagged like cattle and monitored 24/7 by technology. It mirrors all of that. Also, very much, they are attached to the Rothschilds as well. Again, let's go back all the way back to 1840. It says here the Rothschilds loaned the Holy See. The Holy See is the Vatican Bank. It says here they loaned them 400,000 quid, it says here, which is the equivalent today to 4 billion. Same Rothschilds as we can see here in this photo with Dragon Boy Charles getting poked in the chest by Evelyn de Rothschilds. I mean, who's the boss here? The Rothschilds and Co. Investment Bank are the financial advisory division, it says here, known to serve British nobility as well as the royal family. This Evelyn was the Queen's personal financial advisor, it says here. Some people suggest that as opposed to advising them, they actually own the royal family. Here we see Lady de Lynn Rothschild with the Pope recently at the Vatican, with something called the Council for Inclusive Capitalism. They're working together, hand in hand, and it says to create a sustainable new economic system in alignment with the United Nations sustainability goals, it says. I wonder what that could be. Could it be a one world digital currency? So there you go. All of these organized religions are infiltrated. False prophets, I think, is what some people call them. Leading people, trusting gullible people into the arms of the New World Order. Anyway, let us know what you think in the comments. As always, thanks for listening. Come and subscribe to HugoTalks.com so I can notify when I upload videos and not have to rely on these third-party platforms. Okay?
All right. I remember very well when the Pope had said that Christ, humanly speaking, Christ failed at Calvary. He failed at Calvary. What do you think about that, John? Are you there, John? Did John fall asleep?
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Yeah, I had muted the phone. There's the victory is in the cross, Pastor Ernie, where he overcame Satan and death and hell and rose from the dead, and he's the first fruits, and those that believe in him will follow through with what God did with Christ. You know, we'll have a glorified body and we'll have eternal life. So no, he didn't fail at the cross. The cross was a great victory. And in fact, the scripture says, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish.
So when he says there is no hell, there is no hell, how in the world can he justify that? Because the Lord Jesus preached more in hell than he did heaven.
Well, that's because he doesn't believe the Bible.
Brad, what do you think?
Well, it's interesting. I'm not Catholic, but and certainly I work with a whole lot of Catholics in what I do. And up here, I don't hear any of that kind of talk from Catholics. In fact, most of the Catholics that I know aren't real big fans of this current Pope. So when you look at that kind of stuff, I mean, Satan tries to infiltrate everything and destroy it, right? That's what he does. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And so we're supposed to be wary of people who come in, they're wolves wearing sheep's clothing. And I think too many times in the churches, we let ourselves be blinded and not stop these people, because we want to be gracious to people, right? But that's not really a biblical concept. We're supposed to be much, much wiser than that. And we're supposed to remove people from the church who are not serving him. And if they refuse to repent, they're to be removed. And we don't do that enough in the church at all. I don't even think it's just with leadership. I think it's throughout the church that we don't do that. It's definitely, it's a horrible thing when you hear leaders who are supposed to be, teaching on Christ, and they obviously clearly don't know him.
All righty. Lee pledges 100. Karen in Quakertown, Pennsylvania pledges 100. Philip and Ingrid in Minnesota pledges 100. Now, here's the thing. I know I have a lot of Catholic friends, and including some priests that we talked to that they're actually some friends of mine, and some of them actually think that, they will actually say he's worse than a communist. I'm talking about this Pope, that he's worse than a communist. He's an antichrist, and obviously what he said makes him an antichrist, doesn't it? So there you go. All right, folks, we've got 6 minutes. 6 minutes left. I need to hear from you. I do need to hear from you at 888-677-9673. This is very important. I need to hear from you. We have two of the $1,000 tote bags left. Two of those. Three? I thought we... there were. Okay, so she didn't want the tote bags. You just gave $1,000? Okay, she won another stuff. Very good. So we still have three. We have three tote bags left, And I will personally make sure to go down and look that there's a bunch of good stuff in those tote bags. Yeah, well, the newsletter will be late this month. That's right. It'll be coming out. It should be going into the mail Monday. At least the start of it will be going into the mail Monday. We're about a week late on the newsletter. But listen, if you don't get that newsletter, you're really missing out. Right, John?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, you stuff it with good information.
It's all the stuff that people that the Democrats don't want you to hear. They do not want you to know this, and it's an interesting thing because some of the printers that we had printed up these, they said, I cannot believe all of this what you're putting out there, and they're printing it and they're reading the information. Boy, it's just, they're astounding. In fact, a woman today told me, she said she had gotten the poisonous poke, and after she got our newsletter, she read it. She said that was it. No more. She wasn't going to get a second shot. In fact, we have had a number of people that have gone that way. One fellow said his entire family took the kill shots. He said they've all died. They've all died. He's the only one that's left. And he didn't take it because of the radio program and because of what he got in the newsletter. So there you go. Let me see what we got here. We are, okay, right now we are about $40 short of our goal, but we'll take all that we can get. We've got 4 minutes left. Huh? Yep. Yeah, we've had several days where we missed our goals, so if anybody wants to continue, we could sure use all the help we can get right now because it's going to be a very, very tough. This month has been tough for us, and it's because of what's happening out there in the economy, because it's been tough on you folks out there too. So we'll take all that we can get. Do we have some new ones? Let's see. Yeah, Nick and let me see. Where did I leave off? Okay, I start with Bill. Bill in New Jersey pledges 100. Nick in Texas pledges 100. And Tony in Parma pledges 200. Thank you. Oh, yeah, I guess it was. Tony in Parma's 100. Okay, thank you. All right. So that's where that's at. We're running out of time for tonight. So I want to, John, Do you want to give us an invitation? You've got about 5 minutes to do it. Can you do it?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, I wanted to maybe lead in with prayer.
Yeah.
For everybody in the nation, because I got a bad feeling, and we've talked about this, about August and September really being bad for the country, and you can feel it, Pastor Ernie.
There's all kinds of chatter out there. Maybe right. Brad, maybe you've heard this. But there's a lot of chatter that something big is coming down on the 24th of this month. On the 24th, there's all kinds of chatter. So I'm kind of listening to see what that's going to be.
And the people may not be aware of it, but the economy's taking a big dive now. It came out today. It 1 week, it fell 1%. The growth, that's huge. And FedEx is... might could be going under because of it's lost so much business. There's no business. So the stock market spooked. Fed is supposed to have the largest increase, I think, ever in interest next week. So I want to pray, Pastor Ernie, all right?
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we've always given truth out here. And I'm praying now that people will act on the truth. They'll seek you and act on the truth. And there may be things that they need to prepare for trouble ahead. So guide us all, Lord. Guide us all to prepare for anything that is coming ahead, but that we would be led by your Spirit. Lord, we repent of the wickedness of the country, of the untold numbers of babies that have been aborted. Lord, the elderly that have been killed just in Michigan, Lord, and in New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, New York, tens of thousands of them, Lord. Corrupt politicians, totally corrupt, given over to wickedness, Lord. We repent all of it, and we ask for a move of the Holy Spirit. That's the move of the Holy Spirit within the country, and also, Lord, to win souls. A great end time soul winning, Lord. I'm asking your continued blessing on Pastor Ernie, and bless Brad, Lord. Lord, we will fight right till we go to be with you, and you will get the victories. You'll get the glory. So we're praying for the victory in Michigan, Lord. We're praying for the victory in Ohio and all throughout the country, that the evil would be suppressed, Lord, because we've cried out to you, and righteousness will be exalted. Sin is a reproach to any people, but righteousness exalts a nation. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bless all the listeners, Lord. Protect them. Protect their health. Bless their families. And Lord, and also protect Pastor Ernie, Lord, and his family now. In Jesus' name I ask.
Amen. I, too, want to just say, I hope that, just want to pray, Lord, that you would help Brad there with that thing in Michigan, Father God, and help us, all of us, stop the killing of the children. We know that's a horrible, horrible. America's a national sin. Is that for 30 seconds or is that 3 minutes? Is that okay? Three. Okay, very good. Anyhow, so I wanted to say this too, out there. Come Sunday morning at our Bible study, Doors of the Word Baptist Church. You're asking what time do we have our services? We start at 8:30 with an in-depth Bible study. Now, this Sunday, the smartest people at Doers of the Word Church will be at the Bible study in the morning. The smartest, see, that's why they're the smartest people, because they come to the Bible study, and the greatest source of information and knowledge comes from God's Word. So the smartest people will be there, and you know what they're going to be doing? As they're learning, as they're hearing from the Bible, we're going to be also putting the newsletter together. We have to be working on that. And so that's this coming Sunday, 8:30. The regular service starts at 11:15 or 11:30. And then we always have some very powerful, in between 4 and 6 o'clock, we have a class. And that class is the Bible and current events, things that are happening in our society right now that hardly anybody knows about. We bring you these things. Hosea 4:6 is, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And so, anyhow, that takes place there. And then, of course, at 6 o'clock, we have the 6 o'clock, the evening service. So that's at Doers of the Word Baptist Church. Praise the good Lord. We actually went over our goal, but we want to thank you. I want to thank Edna in New York. Let me see. Where do we leave off? Andrea in Illinois pledges 500. Edna in New York pledges 1,000. Francis in Pennsylvania pledges $10. Thank you, thank you, thank you, folks. We needed that. I want to thank Brad. I want to thank you for being here with us. And between now and November, keep in touch with us, because we want to do whatever we can to help you get that and stop the killing. You've got a wicked, wicked governor there in Michigan. I guess I don't have to tell you, do I?
We're trying to get rid of her too. So she's up for re-election. And we have Tudor Dixon running against her, who we've endorsed, because they don't, I mean, they want to kill children to the point that her and our Secretary of State and Attorney General, we need to get rid of all of them.
All right, we're out of time, Brad. So have him get in touch with me. We're on three stations there. We want to help him out. We're out of time for tonight, so until tomorrow at this time, as we always say, good night, God bless, and always, 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 let's do it, keep fighting the fight.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance, What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.